Good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in to Community Conversation. I'm Susie Prez, your host. Community Conversation is an interim show in place of the live morning show and broadcasts each Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m., bringing local content through recorded interviews. Please note, these interviews take place a few days prior to the broadcast date and are produced via Zoom. Due to occasional internet glitches, sound quality may vary. Thank you for your patience. We want to thank Zoom for supporting our community conversation efforts. All community conversations are available on our website after the show airs at krfy.org. For this community conversation, I'm very happy to be joined by KRFY broadcaster Jim Healy, who will facilitate today's interview. Hi, Jim, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Susie, and I want to welcome all of our listeners to Community Conversations. With me this morning, Tone Lund, Executive Director at POAC, Dinah Wall, POAC Performing Arts Chair, and Keely Gray, Interim Chairperson of the Panada Board of Directors. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
And Susan.
We have an exciting event Friday evening, March 19th. I'm going to turn to Tone and give us a little preview of what this event will be like.
It's Living Voices Northwest Passages. And Living Voices, if you haven't seen one before, is done with archival film and a solo performer. And this particular one is a story about a girl from Sweden, a young girl, and she is traveling to Preston, Washington with her family. And it's pretty much about her life as an immigrant and her family's struggles as being immigrants in the Northwest.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is part of a Living Voices program that has come to POAC in the past. I remember one about a woman up in Alaska gold mining days, and another one about a participant in the Revolutionary War. So this is a little bit of entertainment, education, and history.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty amazing shows. I've only got to do one, and that was when I first started at POAC, and it was my first and last show before everything shut down.
Well, that's fond memories of that show.
That's a good segue, Tone. When everything shut down, how did that impact POAC and what POAC does for the community?
Well, I'd only been here for about a month, so it gave me a lot of time to learn about POAC. So I got to go through all the records and read everything about it because I didn't know much coming in, but we got to renovate the gallery, so we brought that up and got some more traffic in here just for sales since we can't have performing arts or anything like that. We did manage to do Art Walk and the Arts and Crafts Fair last year though, but our big fundraiser had to be canceled. And
like a lot of other 501c3s in town. Before we get too far, if someone is interested in going to Northwest Passages, where does one get a ticket?
You can order them online at our website at artinsandpoint.org, or you can pick them up in our office here at 110 Main Street in the Music Conservatory. We're in Suite 101, or you can get them at Winter Ridge.
Okay, and so Panada Theater is not doing the ticketing.
Correct.
Now, will tickets be available at the door?
Yes, we will have them available at the door.
I'm going to turn to Keely a second, Keely being the interim chairperson. How has the pandemic impacted, this is the first time in a while, a live performance with masks, limited seating? Could you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. When the pandemic hit the Panada, I mean, that's what we do. We bring events to the community with great organizations like POAC, and for us to not be able to have events in our beautiful facility was just heartbreaking. But one of the greatest things that we learned was how much this community treasures it, because how we sustained ourselves through the pandemic was through donations. And so our community blessed us with an opportunity to be able to take that step back and allow the pandemic to not spread through our doors. It's really heartening now to be able to come back with this particular show with POAC, who's been partners with us for so many years, and we're so grateful to them. And to actually have a live event with people that's, you know, somebody live on stage, that is what the Panada is all about. And we're just so excited. We're just so happy. And, you know, it's the start of a new future.
Tone, how many folks are you expecting on Friday night?
Well, this probably about 70, I'm going to say. So it won't be crowded. We'll be comfortable.
But tickets will be available at the door.
Absolutely. Yes.
One more time, where are the tickets available?
You can get them at the POAC office at 110 Main Street, Suite 101. You can get them online at artinsandpoint.org, or you can get them at Winter Ridge.
Okay, let me reel Dino Wall, the POAC Performing Arts Chair, into the conversation. Can you talk a little bit about the program for the year? Now, it's not is it going to be 2021 to 22? How far in advance are you going?
Yes, well, POAC's year, as far as programming, runs from May to April, or is it June to May? I think something like that. So basically there are performances that were supposed to happen this year. The first one that I was going to be involved with was a remarkable artist named Okaija Afrozo. I was supposed to perform here in February, but because of COVID-19 that actually affected him and his band, they had to cancel their tour, which worked out well with us because we really weren't ready to present yet either in a safe manner. So we've actually rescheduled his performance for October 29th. And we're really excited about that. He's coming back. And then we're looking at next year's season. We've already booked somebody for next March. We're looking at a really cool thing that has to do with Mongolia and a horse race that's going to happen in November with a local participant and a film about that remarkable event across Mongolia. We're looking at options for Nutcracker, how we're going to do that holiday kind of deal. And as far as the remainder of this year, we were supposed to have a band called Barrio Manoush in May, and they had to postpone. So we're looking at bringing them in the winter of next year, maybe January or February. And we do have Missoula Children's Theater, a local favorite for both participants and audience members. And we're looking at April or May. The date has been kind of fluid because of their organization and because of the involvement with the schools. But one thing about Northwest Passages that's exciting is, and one thing that I, as coming on as a new board member, have been delighted with, is the real tie-in between the performing arts and the educational mission of POAC. And so, you know, the fact that Northwest Passages is able to go into the schools and do some great outreach on Friday the 19th is just fantastic. And Tone can elaborate on which schools they're going into and what exactly they'll be doing. But that's a part of every POAC performance. People do not come to Sandpoint for POAC without having a strong educational element involved with that. So that's
one of the key elements that I think is so terrific about POAC, is that tying it to the educational system. I want to take a break and say that you're listening to Community Conversations here on 88.5 KRFY, community supported radio for North Idaho. Tone, let's talk a little bit about the program on Friday night. How many people, what can one expect? And then can you pick up on what Dinah was talking about with in the education aspect of it?
Yeah. So Friday, the doors will open at 6:30 and the show will start at 7. It's going to run about 45 minutes long, but the Panada will have the concessions open for food and beer and wine. So, but they're having trouble with their credit card machine, so everybody bring cash.
Or are checks still good? Are checks still good in this community, Steve? It's lucky we live
there. As long as they're made out to Jim Healy.
Are you a nonprofit organization as well?
Yeah, I keep on doing my taxes that way and haven't been caught yet.
Yeah, so Rachel, she's the performer that will be doing this show. And I got to work with her last year when she did, I forget what the show was last year. Anyway,
it's a distant memory.
I know. she is going to go to Sagal School, Washington School, Farman Stidwell, and Kootenai School. And so there's probably close to 450 students that she'll be reaching out to for fifth and sixth graders.
How wonderful. I sort of had to smile when you had that memory lapse, Tone, because doesn't everything seem that was pre-pandemic is sort of like in the far past?
It's PP. Yeah, exactly. Pre-pandemic or post-pandemic. That's the way we're going to start thinking these days. But one nice thing that you mentioned is the thread that all of these Living Voices performances that we've had have in common is that they do have that historical element. So it just blends perfectly with the educational side of POAC. And, you know, POAC, it's the same thing with the visual arts, such a strong educational component with the kaleidoscope. And one thing I think that kept POAC really alive and in everybody's mind and active throughout the pandemic was the fact that the visual arts were still able to happen. Even though we had to postpone and cancel some of the performing arts options, the visual arts side of it, like Tone said, were still strong and very well attended as far as, like, you know, it was so nice to have the art walk and to have the arts and crafts fair. I mean, that just made some things seem a little bit normal. You know, and certainly for these kids in lockdown, you know, the artistry that's come out of the pandemic has actually been pretty amazing.
Wonderful. Let's remind everyone, Northwest Passages, sponsored by POAC, part of its performing arts series, this Friday, March 19th. It begins at 7 with the doors opening at 6:30 at the Panada Theater. And there will be tickets on sale at the door. Where else, Tone, can they get tickets?
You can get them at the POAC office, which is at 110 Main Street, Suite 101. You can get them online at artinsandpoint.org, and you can get them at Winter Ridge.
Well, let's turn towards Keely to talk a little bit about the Panada Theater. This is the first live performance since Clue in late October. So the theater has been sitting quiet in terms of live performances.
It has, Jim, yeah. Clue was like our last big thing before everything kind of got really intense in Bonner County. So this is really exciting to have this event happen on kind of a smaller scale than what Clue was. But still just as exciting, because it's kind of it's a beacon to like a new post-pandemic age where we can finally move forward. And I know, kind of speaking to what Tone and Dino were talking about, there's been so much pent up artistry that I have a feeling that 2021 and 2022, it's just going to explode. And, you know, I know that the Panada will be ready for it. And so we're really excited.
Look out for the floodgates. Keely, what's ahead for the Panada? Okay, there's this event on the 19th, mm-hmm. and will it be slowly working its way? What do you imagine in the months ahead?
So in the months ahead, because we're kind of in a bit of a transition at the moment, so the board is taking things one step at a time. We have a handful of events coming up in the next few months that we will make sure to honor and showcase in our beautiful theater, because it's now freshly cleaned, as we had a beautiful community cleanup event on Saturday, which was just unbelievably humbling and beautiful to witness. And so the theater is spick and span, ready to go. But we're gonna go slowly. We're gonna take it one step at a time. We have a really great strategic planning session coming up on the 20th for the Panada. We're looking forward to new staffing leadership coming up in the next few months, hopefully. And we are just, we're looking into the future. We're looking at big lofty goals for the theater, because I feel like the community's ready for it to not only be its beautiful historic self, but also be brought into the future. And I think that this current leadership that we have with the Panada is just, we're ready to go. We're ready for it to come into the future.
Well, speaking of the future, I want to turn over to Tone. After this event, Northwest Passages, what's next on the agenda for POAC?
Well, hopefully we're going to have Missoula Children's Theater here in May. And then we also are starting a new program called Sandpoint Showstoppers. It's kind of a pilot program that we're doing with Courtney Roberts. She's going to do a series of three workshops teaching kids between third and sixth grade theater. So and that's going to be a free class that we are going to offer to the students in Bonner County too.
Will there be the art walk again?
Yes, we're going to have art walk. The first reception is going to be on June 18th, and then the second reception will be on September 3rd. And then we also have the Arts and Crafts Fair coming up.
I was going to ask about that.
That'll be on August 14th and 15th.
Okay, those are different kinds of events. They're not like bringing people together indoors in a closed environment.
Right.
Those are different. I want to ask Keely, in terms of with the Panada and with Northwest Passages, what about masks? What about social distancing?
Thank you for that, Jim. Yeah, we will be asking our patrons to please wear masks. If you have your own, please bring them. We will have some at the front door ready for you along with hand sanitizer. We'll have arrows guiding you in and out. And we also have some rows taped off throughout the theater to try and keep social distancing protocols in place. So we're just going to do everything that we can to make this event be as fun, welcoming, and safe as possible. So here we go.
Come on out, everybody. We know you're dying to get out of your house and get into a theater. So get your tickets now.
One more time, Tone, all the basics that people need to know about this event.
Okay, so it is on Friday, March 19th. The doors open at 6:30 and the show will start at 7 p.m. You can buy tickets online at artandstandpoint.org. You can come to the POAC office at 110 Main Street, Suite 101. And you can get them at Winter Ridge. Tickets are only $16. So come on in and get some.
Come on down.
So this is a program for the entire family.
Yes, absolutely.
I think families would actually really enjoy this program. It will engender a lot of great discussion too. And I think a lot of the kids will feel like their life isn't so hard too. It might, you know, gain mom and dad a little bit of slack, you know?
Well, what I'd like
to- It does take place in the 1880s. It starts in the 1880s. It's kind of a turn of the century story.
But it's a one person show.
Yes, yes, but with multimedia behind it, so it doesn't feel like a one-person show.
She interacts with the film as it's happening. So.
I it's pretty remarkable. Her past performances are any indication. It's going to be pretty cool.
Where is she located out of?
She's out of Seattle.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to echo what Dinah was saying, is that this is a great opportunity. We probably are all feeling cabin fever, not only because of winter, but because of the pandemic. This is a great way as a family, bring grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles, whomever, and come down to the Panada Theater and just enjoy doing some of the things that we did before the pandemic.
Yes.
And we'll do it safely.
Yes, so, yes.
Anything in closing to Tone, Dino, or Keely?
Well, I just want to say that POAC's mission, our mission, is to facilitate quality experiences in the arts through educational programs and presentations that benefit the people of North Idaho. Our values are education, community, accessibility, and collaboration, and our vision is adventures in the arts for all.
Did you have that memorized?
Yes, in order to come on the POAC board, you have to memorize that. Just kidding.
Excellent. I do want to say to Tone that as you go into the future, as some of these events get nearer in time, remember KRFY so that you can come on the air and talk about them.
Absolutely.
That's very important. But I want to thank Tone Lund, Dino Wall, and Keely Gray for a great community conversation. Everybody, Northwest Passages, 7 o'clock, Friday, March 19th. Doors open at 6:30. Be there or be elsewhere.
Yeah, do it. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Susie. Thanks, KRFY, for promoting the arts.
And thank you, POAC. We love you.
We love you, Canada.
It's been really nice to see everyone. And that's about it, folks. Thanks for listening to 88.5 KRFY community and listener-supported radio for North Idaho and beyond, streaming on the web at krfy.org. Podcasts of this and all community conversation shows are available on our station's website at krfy.org. And since we are a resource to help our community with information and news, here's an update. Information about the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, is evolving on a daily basis, and a new protocol for reopening are coming out regularly under Governor Little's reopening plan. Please continue to work together to minimize the impact of COVID-19 in our community and respond proactively to federal and state guidance. More information at coronavirus.idaho.gov, where you can also sign up to get the vaccine. It's really pretty simple, folks, and we can get through this together. Let's be good neighbors and friends and protect each other. Thanks for listening to today's community conversation, airing each Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. on 88.5 KRFY Community Radio. Please enjoy Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long. Have a great day. Bye-bye for now.